Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Tuesday. We are just rolling through this week. I cannot believe all the news we have today. It's really something to behold. Between the sound of Jen Psaki giving someone a bridal sash at the press briefing today, Joe Biden telling the Amtrak story for the fifth time, all I can think of is Frank Costanza. Serenity now! Like, someone please make this stop. But the real story I wanted to talk about at the beginning of this, because I find it amusing, is Thanksgiving. Turkey Day. And here's why. I was going through Twitter today, and I see this cut of Mika and Joe. And everybody knows that I watch Morning Joe on a daily basis. And I see that the two of them are reporting on how this is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving ever. And it's according to the New York Times, to buy anything. I mean, whether it's, you know, the canned pumpkin or the pan that you roast the turkey in, everything is more expensive. These are high-class problems, as Ron Klain would say. So if you're thinking about complaining of it, first of all, lower your expectations. Stop being such a spoiled brat. These are high-class problems. We're all dealing with them. And plus, I just want to let everyone know that while Thanksgiving is going to be more expensive, it's the most expensive Thanksgiving on record, I think. If you make less than $400,000, this won't cost a cent more. This will not cost you more. So you have that to look forward to. Now, Joe and Mika are talking about this. And of course, the funny thing is when Trump was president, everything that went wrong, whether it was a natural disaster or, you know, an accident, anything could be linked to Donald Trump. Now, when something happens and it's clearly linked to the person in charge, the man with the Zoom camera in the basement, suddenly, I don't hear his name mentioned at all. I read an entire New York Times piece today about the cost of Thanksgiving dinner. They couldn't come up with Joseph Robinette Biden's name one time, not a one. And I'm just sitting there thinking, feels like this story's missing something. It feels as though if Trump were president, you guys would have managed to weave him into this, to include him in this narrative. So Mika and Joe are sitting there, husband and wife, and they're talking about how expensive this Thanksgiving dinner is going to be. And Mika is the one delivering the news. And Joe is just, he's shocked by this. He's shocked that the prices are higher. I would hate to guess, but perhaps Joe doesn't do his own grocery shopping. Maybe that's what's happening here. Maybe he's a Peapod guy. Maybe he orders it online or something and doesn't really check out the balance at the end or, you know, the receipt. But he's shocked that it's more expensive. And let's play this cut. This is, let's play the first one, Jared. Just go with whichever one came in the order.
Thanksgiving is now less than a month away. Are you ready? And it's shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday.
What?
Consumer group.
What?
What?
He's shocked by that. Huh?
What?
Oh, it's Trojo. The limousine liberals aren't concerned with our high-class problems. They're not concerned about the cost of vanilla. And you know what? You know what's so funny, too, is that if you remember back to July 4th, this is when the Biden administration was at its peak, I would say. You know, everything was going great. Things were still terrible, but compared to now, they were fabulous. The White House put out a tweet about the price of a barbecue. Planning a cookout this year? Catch up on the news. According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a July 4th barbecue is down from last year. It's a fact you must herd. It's a fact you must herd. Oh, it's all like hot dog puns.
Hot dog, we have a wiener.
Hot dog, the Biden plan is working, and that's something we can all relish. Now, the funniest part about this was they had a slideshow of very propaganda-esque looking pictures of this delicious July 4th food. And it included pork chops, lemonade, sliced cheese. Sorry, I'm waiting for the slideshow to go. A bag of potato chips and beans. Oh, and ground beef. Not exactly what you consider, you know, no hot dogs on there, by the way. But all of these other things cost less money.
So does this mean I have to pay more for my Thanksgiving pizza?
I think you will have to. I think your Thanksgiving tacos might. Well, that's the thing, Jared.
That's not what the pilgrims fought for or something.
They found all of these ingredients. They found all of these foods that were down, like 16 cents, I think the total was, that it was down. And they tried to present that as like, oh, this is what you typically eat. Doesn't everyone eat beans on July 4th and sliced cheese together?
Enjoy that mashed pea pie that's coming for Thanksgiving.
You don't have your pork chop when the fireworks are going. So now I'm like, what are they going to come up with for Thanksgiving that's down? They're going to go through the grocery store and find like the four foods that have managed to decrease during this inflated economy. And they're going to tell us that that's what's on the menu this year. I'm scared. I'm scared to find out what I will be eating this Thanksgiving.
Tasty lima beans.
Oh, I don't want it to happen.
Eat lima bean pie.
But I do have to read you some of this New York Times piece, and I have to send it to Howie because I couldn't get over it. This year's Thanksgiving feast will wallop the wallet. Now, again, imagine if this were Trump. Do you think he would be part of this story? Do you think he would play a role in this? Because now we're acting like there's no people in charge. This is all happening. It's almost magic. It's almost like Obama came back with his magic wand and turned everything to bleep. And no one knows who did it. So let's read this. Thanksgiving 2021 could be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday.
What?
What? Say what? I didn't hear about this. I don't think Joe Scarborough knew about this from his penthouse. Is caviar going to go up? Say it ain't so. Caroline Hoffman is already stashing a canned pumpkin in the kitchen of her Chicago apartment when she finds some for under a dollar. She recently spent almost $2 more for the vanilla she'll need to bake pumpkin bread and other desserts for the various Friendsgiving celebrations she's been invited to. See, I only am ever in charge of canned cranberry sauce. I don't know why that is. My fiance's family, we usually visit them on Thanksgiving, and for some reason they think that I would be best suited to bring canned cranberry sauce every year. I've offered to bake things. I've said, you know, if you want to give me something more challenging, but I don't know. I think I'm really good at bringing the canned cranberry.
Now, do you bring the whole or do you bring the jellied?
I bring a half and half. So I bring like three cans of whole, three cans of jelly. The first year I brought, because I was trying to be, you know, overly generous, I brought like 10 cans total. It's too much. You know,
it's like a can per person.
Yeah, I know. And people, you take a scoop of it. You really don't want that much. You take a slice.
Here's a spoon. Just go to it, kids.
You know what would be a good question as we get closer to Thanksgiving? What do you prefer? The canned whole or the canned berries? I like the one that comes out like a log that you have to slice it.
The jellied.
Yes, yeah. The jellied.
I'm also a jellied person.
The berries.
There goes that poll.
But yeah, for some reason, I always get on cranberry duty. And I keep saying like, guys, give me something challenging. And they keep saying, no, we're good. We trust you with the canned cranberry. So I understand what this woman's going through. So if I start seeing cranberry sauce that's a dollar, I'm going to grab that for sure. Matthew McClure paid 20% more this month than he did last year from the 25 pasture-raised turkeys he plans to roast at The Hive, his restaurant. I've never seen anything like it, and I've been running sweet potatoes for 38 or 39 years, Mr. Brown, director of sweet potato sales for Wada Farm, said. I don't know what the answer is, but in the end, it's all going to get passed on to the consumer. The high-class consumer, of course. The sophisticated consumer. These are elite problems. The can of pump of of a pumpkin is a very rich person problem. Nearly every component of the traditional American Thanksgiving dinner, from the aluminum turkey roasting pan to the coffee and pie, will cost more this year. Now, this is my favorite part. I'm skipping around here, but this part really made me laugh. There is no single culprit. I can think of one. You know what? I am going to get call me Kamala Harris right now, Jared, but I am going to get to the root causes of this Thanksgiving dilemma. I'm going to get to the root causes of this Thanksgiving dilemma and the root causes of illegal immigration and the root causes of all of the casualties we lost in Afghanistan. I'm going to get to the root causes right now on this show. There it is. Does anyone have some looking glass for Joe Biden? Because I found the root cause. The root cause is the man who's rambling on about taking the Amtrak for the 45th time this month. It's sad, but it's true. But according to the New York Times,
Joey baby,
there is no single culprit. The nation's food supply has been battered by a knotted supply chain. Did this knotted supply chain, again, this all is happening under an administration. What about Mayor Pete? Is he a culprit? Or is he just the subject of a new Amazon Prime documentary?
Darn those unvaccinated.
Yeah, no, exactly. How long is it going to take them to figure out how to blame the unvaccinated? The nation's food supply has been battered by a knotted supply chain, high transportation expenses, labor shortages, trade policies, and bad weather. Inflation is at play, too. You don't say. You're writing a story about how the prices of food have gone up, and you mention inflation last in the list of culprits? In September, the consumer price index for food was up 4.6% from a year ago. Prices for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs soared 10.5%. For many cooks, the biggest expense will be the turkey. And this also gets me thinking. Will Charlie Baker do us the favor of monitoring the size of the butterballs this year? Because I think it's important to keep note of that.
Don't know.
Last year, and now the way they're trying to spin this, in case you haven't noticed, they're trying to say, well, last year the prices were so low for turkey and other things because everybody had such, you know, small gatherings. And this year they're so much bigger because everyone's having bigger gatherings. First of all, I don't think people were waiting for your cue to have Thanksgiving. I had the same Thanksgiving last year as I've had for the past 5 years. And second of all, I just don't buy that. I just don't buy that. The heftier price tag on that turkey-friendly California Pinot Noir reflects a 25% surge in energy costs, expensive delays related to labor shortages, and the cost of glass bottles stuck on cargo ships coming from China. Extreme weather has made Thanksgiving ingredients cost more, too. We'll have to save this for the other side, but as you can imagine, I feel like Greta Thunberg is going to have to weigh in on this Thanksgiving.
All those poor turkeys up in Antarctica that are thawing out or something.
You joke, Jared, but this is serious. This is not blah, blah, blah.
How dare you?
The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of the Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is extending their special Thunderstorm 3-pack offer through the end of October. One user writes, I'm very surprised at how well the small unit works. I noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack, and I'm happy I did. Everyone who gets the Thunderstorm is happy, Jared. But I do feel like people who take advantage of the 3-pack sale are especially delighted, because you're always going to want more of these.
Yeah, and that's the best time to do it. I mean, you save $200, you spend less than $200, you can't beat the deal. You can get one for any floor, you get one for your car, like I have one in my car, because even in the car, you turn it on and that ionized air comes out, which creates a super oxygen. Car, home, garage, wherever you want to put it, gets rid of all that nasty stuff you don't want to breathe.
Especially right now, I mean, the holidays are coming up, you're going to have a lot of people in your home, the air can get stale, the smell of tuna fish and lima beans and pork chops and all of your favorite Thanksgiving delights might make the house smell a little funky. So you turn the thunderstorm on and you get rid of that. And here's the best part, though. You'll get three units for under $200 and you'll save $200. Some of these air purifiers are huge. They're bulky. They're complicated. They're expensive. This is an easy product to use. No air filters are required. It saves you time and money. Now go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. This offer ends October 31st. All right, I want to take your calls on this. Do you think there's a culprit to why we are going to have the most expensive Thanksgiving in forever? I think. Did I read that right? Yeah, will cost more this year. There's no single culprit. So if you think there's a culprit here, if it's like Jared said, if it's the unvaccinated, if it's Donald Trump, if it's Ron DeSantis, let us know. We'd love to hear. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
More tumbleweed, Lisa?
Yeah, what is going to be the new Biden's America Thanksgiving dish? It can't be turkey, because we know that's expensive. Vanilla is a very, very, according to the woman in this New York Times article, actually, let me read you the quote here. As food prices continue to climb, she has to budget more and search out bargains. That's not always easy when the holidays demand specific ingredients. I dread buying vanilla, she said. To which Jen Psaki responded, lower your expectations, please. Oh, let me guess. You don't want to buy your vanilla and you have to wait for your treadmill to arrive. Ha ha ha. Find a real problem, Rube.
Rich people, am I right?
Rich people with all their cans of food. Ugh. By the way, while all this is going on, a huge culprit in this problem is the supply chain crisis. And the Secretary of Transportation, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, whose credentials to have this job that he's clearly excelling at, were that he finds airports romantic. And I think he likes trains. I think that was the two boxes he had to check for this. There is a new Mayor Pete.
I'm a train guy.
Documentary coming out. You know what? Before I even get to that, though, Jared, I have so many ideas today. I'm just bouncing off the walls here. When you think about it, Joe probably should have hired Angelo to be Secretary of Transportation, or Hunter, who's a locomotive expert slash the smartest guy he knows, or throw on a couple hats. Joe Biden is the Renaissance president. Why couldn't he be in charge of transportation? He is always on the Amtrak.
I think Angelo may have passed away, so that means he could only vote for Joe Biden. He couldn't work for him.
Oh, I am sorry then. Rest in peace, Angelo. I didn't mean to offend him or his family. I'm just saying that he definitely has more experience than Mayor Pete. I just think you should hire someone who at least knows something about transportation to be the secretary of that. But it doesn't matter if Mayor Pete doesn't know anything about this, because he is getting a documentary made about him.
It's just 2 months of nothing.
I know. It's two months of his paternity leave. I mean, I really don't even get what it could be. I keep seeing, and that brings us to our poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by McConnell's Irish Whiskey. After a long 100 years, McConnell's Irish Whiskey has been restored and can be found at the finest establishments from Belfast to Boston. That's McConnell's Irish Whiskey. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
If you had to watch one documentary, which would you choose? Fauci, Mayor Pete, or Kamala Harris Chase the Dream?
All right, so I don't know what the Mayor Pete one could be about. I definitely would not choose Fauci. If I had to, I would probably choose Harris.
Kamala Harris, Chase the Dream, is tied with Mayor Pete at 28%. Fauci is in the lead at 44%.
But I should add in here. Oh, yeah, this is what it is. Mayor Pete, you know what? It drops on Prime on November 12th. Win or lose, their story changed history. I have to know how many people watch these documentaries from beginning to end. That is the number I'm most curious about. Is it over 100? I don't know. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
So I thought I would look up what foods have decreased in price to try to figure out what kind of tasty Thanksgiving we should all get ready for. We should all buckle up for this year. Turns out I couldn't find any that have gone down in price, but I did find some that are usually pretty consistently cheap that the Biden administration might try to serve us up on a platter this year. And here are some ideas. Peanut butter, tuna fish. That doesn't sound like they go well together, but you probably said that about pork chops and ice cream, and look at you now. So let's do a little peanut butter, a little tuna fish, maybe some oatmeal, some lentils, as Jared had pointed out. Beans are always good. Some popcorn. I would suggest mixing it all together and creating kind of a Thanksgiving smoothie. You know who's going to hate this is Howie, because I just mentioned bananas and peanut butter. Bananas, peanut butter, and tuna fish. Who's ready? Thanksgiving dinner's ready. It's just crazy. And it doesn't help that they're acting like none of this is happening. You know, it's the Alice in Wonderland effect of it all for me. Jen Psaki, I read this the other day. She really is like Alice in Wonderland. She's just telling you at all times that what you're seeing is not happening. And I want to play some of her explanation for what Americans are facing right now. Let's first play her explanation for why inflation is happening, cut 32.
That's because of a range of factors. People are buying more things online. People are in a better, not everyone, but a lot of people, data-wise, across the American public, are in a better financial system than situation than they were a year ago, so they're purchasing more goods.
It's our fault again. So sick of everything. I feel like Donald Trump. Everything's always my fault. I'm just the ugly American who's buying turkey for Thanksgiving.
Stop doing so well, peasants.
And she also explained the supply chain crisis because we couldn't get a hold of Pete Buttigieg. Cut 31.
One I would note, and I thought this was an interesting fact, both ports, the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, that we've talked about a lot because of the huge amount of volume that goes through them, are moving an unprecedented amount of cargo this year. So one of the challenges, we've talked about this a little bit, but I'm going to put some numbers on it. Both ports are moving 19% more containers than at the same point in 2018, which was the previous record. And the ports remain on target to outpace the previous record of 17.5 million containers processed in 2018.
Hold on now. Maybe I am just a dum-dum, but wouldn't they be processing more because so much of it's backed up right now? There seems like there's a lot more ships, you know, idling than there normally would be. But hey, I'm not the expert here. I should stop trying to step on Jen Psaki's toes. She knows what's happening. And I love everything's like a positive spin. Like, you should be happy. The beatings will continue until morale improves. You should be happy that everything's more expensive. That means everyone's buying things. And yet, here I am, the ungrateful, credulous, bitter clinger that I am. And I find myself not happy. I find myself kind of bummed out about it.
And I don't want to contradict our press secretary, but I believe nobody's looking at the cost of things compared to 2 years ago, as she said last week. So why should we be looking at records compared to 2 or 3 years ago?
That's a great point, Jared.
Madame Secretary.
And it's also weird that people aren't looking at prices from 2 years ago, and the New York Times is writing pieces about it and interviewing right? people about the price of vanilla, since no one's even looking at it. And I'm almost starting to understand it. If people didn't catch this in the first segment, it's worth replaying here. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, I have made a pact. I have made a vow to myself to stop ever watching Morning Joe.
What?
I know. I'm sorry, Joe. I know I was one of five people who were still hanging on there. But when I see cuts of Joy Reid, Morning Joe, The View, or who am I missing here? I'm missing somebody. Oh, maybe Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert. I scroll through. However, I read the caption on this clip and I thought, oh, this is funny. They're actually reporting real news. And I wanted to hear how amazed they would be at this real news because it wasn't positive for Joe Biden. Although, again, just like the New York Times piece, Biden is out of sight, out of mind. Any problem that happened when Trump was president, he was the first person, even if he had nothing to do with the problem, he was the first person that came to mind. With Joe Biden, we have all of these issues stemming from a supply chain crisis, and yet they can't even, it's like they can't remember his name. It reminds me of when, remember they had the National Guard's members sleeping in the garage at the Capitol? And Jake Tapper said something, he tweeted out, who's ever in charge over there should really get on this. Suddenly they forget who's in charge. How can you forget who's in charge? He's the most charismatic, popular, sharp, handsome, athletic.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
With it, appropriate president we've ever had. 81 million votes, no joke, come on, man. Give him some credit where credit is due. It takes a lot of something to mess things up this badly. You know, Dolly Parton used to say, and she probably still says it now, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. And I love that expression because everybody knows sometimes I like my fake eyelashes. I like my hair real high. And I love Dolly Parton. So when someone compliments me, I say, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. With Joe Biden, it takes a lot of something to mess things up this badly. I don't know what it is. It's a je ne sais quoi. I cannot put my finger on it.
You got good blood, kid.
Maybe it's good blood, but it takes a special kind of guy to screw things up this fast and this bad. Now, what was I even saying? I don't even remember now.
Mika and Joe.
Right, Mika and Joe. Everyone should hear Mika and Joe before we move on because I'm starting to understand now why Joe might be so surprised by this news. Because, listen, if the callers are out there, if you're a mom, if you shop for the family, and maybe, you know, in my house, Will usually does most of the grocery shopping. Someone's usually going to the grocery store and they're aware of the prices because they've been going for their whole lives, basically. And so, you know, you do think of it in your head. I always say, like, I buy granola. So I notice when it goes up a dollar, down a dollar. And everyone has their things they buy. I don't know if Joe just doesn't go to the grocery store. Maybe Mika does all the shopping. But Mika tells this story about how she was shopping for her daughter. And listen to what happens. Cut two.
This and also Thanksgiving is now less than a month away. You ready? And it's shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday.
What?
Consumer group. No, you wouldn't believe it. Consumer groups say almost every ingredient.
First of all, Mika, I would believe it. I haven't been living in some sort of delusional alternate reality. I would very much believe it.
What's that all about?
I believe it 1,000%. I have no doubts that it's the most expensive. And second of all, I'd like to replay that because the first time we played this in the first segment, we didn't have the intro to this. And they're laughing at this. This is funny to them. This is, I guess, the same people who have to put together a Thanksgiving dinner, the same high-class, sophisticated people are like the people waiting on their treadmills. They are just there to be laughed at, to be mocked, to be sneered at. So Joe and Mika think this is funny because really, when you think about it, they're probably not eating turkey. They're probably having filet mignon or, you know, beef tenderloin, probably a little bit of caviar, scalloped potatoes, perhaps. That's the cheaper part of their meal.
These toast points aren't rye.
But the things that they're reading about that are more expensive, laughable to them. And all of us, you know, complaining about it. Oh, get some real problems. So I want to play that again because the laughter is not lost on me.
This and also Thanksgiving is now less than a month away. You ready? And it's shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday.
What?
Consumer group. No, you wouldn't believe it. Consumer groups say almost every ingredient in a traditional American Thanksgiving, from the disposable aluminum roasting pan to the pumpkin pie, will cost more. The supply chain crisis, trade policies, labor shortages, weather and inflation are all contributing to higher prices. Experts warn that the biggest expense this year will be the turkey. The price per pound is expected to rise above $1.36, surpassing the record benchmark price set back in 2015. You know, the grocery store right now, I mean, everything is up. I was going shopping for my daughter, and I'm like, okay, this is different than even a few months ago. Things are going, the prices are everything.
Different. Is different worse? Is that what you're trying to say, but you're nervously laughing through it because you don't want people to realize that Joe Biden is the worst president of all time? And that he's managed to do more damage than Jimmy Carter in 9 months. It at least took Jimmy Carter 4 years. Is that what different is? And also the, you wouldn't believe it. What else do you guys not believe? You know what I'm starting to think, Jared? I'm starting to think that Joe Scarborough and Mika get all of their news straight from Psaki. They listen to the press conference. Anything she says is their news. And what I think must have happened here, and we have to look into this, someone must have left a rogue New York Times lying around. And Mika stumbled across this article, much to her chagrin and horror. And now she's realizing, oh, wow. And I love how she says, I was at the grocery store. It's so relatable, you know. I was at the grocery store.
I'm
like all of you guys.
Beer.
Like these people. Really, it's amazing. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I noticed something in there that this year the cost of Thanksgiving dinner is going to be the highest since the previous high for Thanksgiving 2015. I wonder what happened in the Thanksgivings of 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020.
You mean the before times?
Yes. Was there some common factor in the past four Thanksgivings?
Yes. You know what it was? I'm going to explain it to you. Okay? I'm going to explain it to you right now. People had high expectations. And we were... so disgusting to even say this, but we were winning, okay? But I will count on your argument, Jared, and say, sure, were prices lower? Was gas lower? Were we a little bit safer? Were people given a little bit more freedom? Were healthcare workers treated better? Yes. But were there mean tweets? Also, yes. So which is worse? You decide.
I'll take the trade-off.
Monster.
I'll spend my $20 on onion balls, as 774 said, for Thanksgiving.
Onion balls. Yeah, I like all these suggestions people are throwing out there for what we can have this year for Thanksgiving. I'll have to check on pork chops. I don't know if those might not still be down. It looks like everything's up, even that jug of vanilla ice cream. But tuna fish, I think, is going to be the star of this Thanksgiving meal. Call in if you have something I'm forgetting. Ramen noodles, perhaps, rice. Colin, we're open to suggestions.
I have to have one of those weird, like, tuna salad molds from the 50s that used to, like, show up, like a ring of tuna and pimento.
You're laughing, and you shouldn't be, because this is what your Thanksgiving is going to look like, sir. 844-500-4242. We have a lot more sound. Actually, what I want to play here before we go, this is Joe Biden from yesterday, and the reason I want to play it is because it's labeled Biden, and usually Taylor or Matt or Jared writes a description of the cut, and this description just says, I have no idea what he says here, seriously. So I'm intrigued. My curiosity is piqued. Let's play it.
My infrastructure bill is always part of America's work on long overdue national environmental cleanups.
Well, let me hear it again.
My infrastructure bill is always part of America's work on long overdue national environmental cleanups.
It sounds like a Mad Lib. One more time.
My infrastructure bill is always part of America's work on long overdue national environmental cleanups.
You know what we could do with that? We could do a contest and I'll look up what the transcript says he says. Oh, does Taylor know it? Old man Cormier is here to tell us.
I know all of those words individually. They're all English words. But when Joe Biden puts them together, they no longer become cohesive.
Well, Taylor, that is the genius of Joe. You know, that's his magic. That's his artistic license, is that he can do that. It's like a puzzle. I think what we should do. I think what we should do is play it one more time and see if anyone can guess it. When we come back, we'll have people try to explain it to us. One more time, Jared.
My infrastructure bill is always part of America's work on long overdue national environmental cleanups.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's the fourth time I've heard it, and I couldn't take a crack at it. 844-500-4242. I see you on the lines. We'll take your calls when we get back. More Joe Biden and more Jen Psaki. She was having a mother-in-law's cookies moment today at the press briefing. It's pretty funny. We'll be right back.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Let's go right to the callers. Bob, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Grace. It's great to talk to you.
You too. Go ahead.
I've got something for you, and this will make everybody laugh that isn't a Democrat, but I think the Democrats, some of them will laugh too.
Okay.
I think the cheapest thing people can get for turkey dinner is crow, and I think the Democrats ought to be eating it.
That's a very, very good option. Eat some crow. I would second that. Thank you for the suggestion, Bob. Very good. Dave, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Grace. This is Dave from New Hampshire. When I was a little kid delivering the newspaper, I remember reading about people eating cat food because they couldn't afford the tuna fish. So why don't they try that?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the tuna. I don't hate tuna. I don't love it.
Cat food's really salty.
Do you speak from experience, my good man? That's why we have Jared on board here. He knows so many different things.
Yes, very, very salty. I only tried it once, but...
Oh, okay.
Milk bones aren't bad, but the cat food is too salty.
Betsy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Betsy.
Yeah, hi, Grace. I was listening to the list that Mika quoted for why we have inflation, and it really left out the most important factor, which is that we've flooded the economy without a lot, with tons of extra money without productivity. So, you know, a long time ago, we moved away from the gold standard. You know, people are kind of aware of that. But the reason we've been able to borrow and keep inflation low and keep the economy going, and the reason it worked especially well under Trump, was because productivity kept increasing. We, as Americans, continued to get more and more productive through deregulation, through all kinds of factors, creativity, et cetera, and we have really killed that sector of the economy. We're really hurting the working class right now with all kinds of policies, and yet we continue to flood with money, and that is the greatest factor of inflation. I kind of feel like the supply chain thing is a little bit of a diversion. I mean, it's very important and it is critical, but you know, they're not saying that in their lists because they want to pass another, you know, $1 trillion plus spending package. And that's going to really kill the economy.
I agree, Betsy. I think that's a great point. And it's also strange how when things go bad and Joe Biden comes out and has to explain a bad jobs report, he says, this is why we need all this crazy spending. And then when he comes out and brags about something, this is really good, but we still need that crazy spending. 844-500-4242. We have a lot more to discuss when we return. Ilhan Omar in the news. Don't go anywhere.